All right, let us bring in Pat Pagano and get the details on our forecast, and most importantly, the details on the forecast for tomorrow. Good morning, Pat.
What's tomorrow?
I begin my 67th trip around the sun. I begin my 67th trip around the sun tomorrow.
So tomorrow is your birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday to you.
67, Pat.
Wow. And out of those years, how many have been spent in radio?
Out of those years?
Yes.
In full-time radio, this will be the 50th year. In full and part-time radio, it'll be the 52nd year. And if you even include the first year I just hung out at a radio station when I was assigned, it'll be the 53rd year. But really, for all intents and purposes, this will be my 52nd year of broadcasting and my 50th year of full-time broadcasting every year.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It's scary.
It really is. Well, okay, we have to remember that tomorrow. But tomorrow's going to be a better day, too, so the weather will improve.
Now, how long have you been a meteorologist?
I would have to say, because I did work, I did work as a weather forecaster on PBS. While I was going to school and I was on the college radio station as well. So I would say, I'm going to say that, Let's be 46 years.
All right. Bunch of old farts we are.
Yeah. 46 years. So it's a long time. And I've been on radio equally as much.
Yeah. Amazing.
If not longer. So, yeah. A long, long time. And in the meanwhile, not the greatest day. I mean, it's cloudy. And we will have showers popping up here and there. I think the best chance is this afternoon. There's spotty stuff around right now. High 60. Showers tonight, mid-50s. But once the showers leave tomorrow morning, clearing and breezy, mid-60s, which is above the average. At this time of the year, we should be in the low 60s. And there is a nice day, sun, patchy clouds, mid-60s again. Not terrible on Friday. Sun with increasing clouds, 60 to 65. We have some showers in the forecast for Saturday, and there could still be a shower or two on Sunday.
All right. Well, did you hear about that TV station on Sunday in Dallas?
I did not.
Let's talk about this with Mike Kazi. During the Dallas game, there was a tornado that was within about 5 miles of
Dallas. That I saw, yeah.
Well, the TV station, which was covering the Dallas football game,
okay,
waited 6 minutes to broadcast the warning
because they didn't want to interrupt the game.
How stupid is that? Everybody should be fired that was involved in that decision.
Yes.
Everybody should be fired for being involved in that decision. That's just plain stupid.
Thank God nobody was hurt or killed in Dallas. But they had, as it was, they had a short amount of time to be warned. I think, if I heard it correctly, 15 minutes.
Okay. Could you imagine that? See, what I don't understand is we have equipment installed here, EAS equipment.
Right. Goes
that and we don't have any choice. We have a choice on whether or not to put warnings on the, I mean, not warnings, advisories on the air. But the minute a warning comes over, any type of warning, whether it's a high wind warning, whether it's a severe thunderstorm warning, whether it's a tornado warning, whether it's a warning for heavy snow, the minute warning is, it automatically takes over and goes out on the air. We have no control over that. That's it. It's done. That's what I don't understand, how you can override something like that as a TV station.
That is really, I would imagine, as a major TV station, that they should have... They should have had it going across the bottom of the screen.
Bingo. Split screen, whatever you want to do with it. I don't know. I don't understand that at all.
Look, it's almost as bad as President Trump thinking about putting Barry Myers evacuated them at the head of the National Weather Service. I still haven't gotten over that. But anyhow, yeah, weather-wise, so we're in a seasonable weather pattern. And even, you know, even over the weekend, it may get a little unsettled, but I don't see anything ominous yet. Fortunately, from what I see, Halloween trick-or-treaters, which, of course, is next Thursday. It's a long ways away. Could be a little bit on the wet side. We'll just have to wait and see, because that is really a long ways away. me, personally, it was a pleasure Saturday not to have to get up, pack the car, pack my suitcase, and head to the lake. I have to tell you that. It was a pleasure. It was just a pleasure. I got a lot of stuff done in the house. And then, of course, I had to pack the car for Sunday. And we went into the city to shoot. I parked the brownstone that we, you probably know the area real well. The brownstone is Hell's Kitchen, Restaurant Row. The brownstone is on 46th Street between 8th and 9th. So I found an icon parking lot between 6th and 7th. And it was $35. And I reserved a spot in the morning, so that I wouldn't have to be bothered with, you know, waiting online and all of that stuff. Yeah. But I didn't realize that I had to go across Times Square to get there.
Yeah.
So it took me a little while there. I had dropped off all the stuff prior to that. And then Pat didn't forecast rain, folks, on Sunday. I said that Nestor will stay to our south.
Oh, he didn't.
Obviously, you know that. And it was, in the city, it was pouring.
I was watching the Giant game. It was pouring. While it was pouring down there, it was very light rain up here. But then later in the afternoon, we got some pretty good steady rain.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a lot more than I expected. And, of course, I don't have an umbrella. And there I am walking with my equipment about 2.5 blocks to get back to the garage. We had wrapped up. We got there at 12. We wrapped up about 5:30. And I figured, well, you know what? It shouldn't take us that long to get home. But one of the guys that's in the movie who lives in the city said, would you be kind enough to drop me off at 65th? He said, it's on your way. You're going to the Henry Hudson Parkway. You know, from 65th, you could just get right, you know, go right up. And get onto the parkway. So fine. He didn't tell me that I had to go to Midtown on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course you do, yeah.
Well, it was a mess. Yeah. It was a mess. So by the time I got home Sunday night, I guess it was about 8:30. Didn't eat all day because we were shooting. So 8:30. By the time I ate and got to sleep, it was about 10 p.m. So it was a good thing. That I didn't work yesterday morning because I would have been one big grouch. But I got everything done. So the movies are finished. We still have, I forget how many scenes to go. And we're hoping to have that finished the end of November. So I will not have to worry about movies until the weekend after Thanksgiving. We'll be going back in to shoot at the Brownstone. And hopefully that will be it. The director seems to think there's going to be two more times. I'm pushing it for one time. Yeah. Well, had it.
Yeah. You're at the end of your rope.
I really am. Maybe the fact that we have, what do we have, 2 months?
Yeah.
No, we have about one whole month before we have to finish this, because it'll only be till the end of November. I'll feel a little bit better about it. But right now I do need a break. And that also means that because I get a break, you get me back on Monday.
Yay. Starting next Monday?
Starting next Monday.
All right, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
Yeah, it wasn't good news to AJ.
No.
I told him, I said, you could work for me the last weekend of November. I said, that Monday, because I'll be coming home late. I said, so hopefully, you know, there's a day there. He wasn't too thrilled.
Well,
what can I do?
It is what it is.
You know, and I said to him, I said, you know what, winter's coming, AJ, don't worry about it. There'll be times when I will need you overnight, you know, updating and all of that stuff. Oh, okay. So we left it. Jeez. And did I see any new movies? Yes.
Which one?
I saw the new Spider-Man.
Did you like that?
I loved it. All did right. you see that?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, you're definitely a Marshall Miles movie. And I think the other one was called The Dog's Way Home.
Do you like that?
It was cute. Yeah. I mean, the storyline wasn't great, but it was cute. The dog was adorable, and the whole thing was cute. But Spider-Man, yeah, quite a twist on that. I think you'll enjoy it. What is it? The Far Side, Far Away from Home or something
like
that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Now, did you ever see the movie with The Watchmen?
No.
All right, well, you've got to read the book, actually. The HBO is taking what was a book and a comic book, which was turned into a really great cult movie, and they're now doing a weekly series on it, and it's updated for today's society.
Yeah.
And it was terrific. I saw the first edition was on Sunday. It was terrific. It's just as wacky and wild and crazy.
I should read the book first?
The comic book. It's a comic book. You have to follow the comic book. You read that first, and you'll get the lay of the land. Then it would be helpful if you watched the Watchmen, the movie, the regular movie, which was made years and years later, because in this first thing, if you don't know the storyline, you get a little lost. You won't understand some things that happened in the first few shows.
Okay.
But Watchmen, that's it. It's great. So. Well, so those are our movie reviews, Pat.
Yeah, we did everything all in, less than 10 minutes.
There you go. All right, I want you to have a good day.
Well, you did the same.
And I'll speak to you tomorrow morning on we begin the 67th journey.
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.